I'm so glad you're all here. My name is Lisa Espinelli Chin. I'm a product of two streams of God's work and missions. One started in the early 1900s when Protestant missionaries came to the Philippines, where I'm from. And out of that missionary effort, my parents heard about Jesus in a radical way through Presbyterian missionaries that traveled on foot and visited homes. And the first evangelistic Bible studies they ever encountered was in my living room. I was 2 years old. The other stream started in Cambridge, went to Canada, and the United States, which is what we call university. Two young Asian American women heard the call to start college work in the Philippines and flew to the Philippines in 1953 and started the work there. Bible studies that started in their Volkswagen that was parked in front of the Arts and Sciences building of my university. I wasn't there yet, but my sisters told me about this lady and her Bible studies. That was 1953. Other American missionaries in the Philippines, when they left 2 years later, said, "That's a wrong thing to do. You never leave what you do in 2 years because the nationals will never pick it up. It will die." Those ladies proved them wrong because we just celebrated our 53rd year of being around this year. That is evidence of God's mission in the Philippines, but also representative of what God is doing in the world. My day job, however, is the director of International Student Ministry. 2 weeks ago, I walked in the office and our receptionist handed me a piece of paper. It was a message. From what I could read, it was a message from a man who was at the airport trying to catch his flight to China, but wanted to reach me because he had the name of an international student and an arrival time and date, and that was all. But I was away. I was not here. And when I picked up my phone, there was another message. "I am the man that this other man that called you contacted because he couldn't reach you. I can pick up the man, the Chinese man, but only for one night. You have to pick up the rest." Okay? So God put it all together that on that Sunday night, there was someone to meet this man, a postdoc scholar at the University of Wisconsin. He had no clue what he would experience the next 24 hours. All he heard from this American was that, "I have a surprise for you." He didn't tell him who's going to meet him at the airport, what his experience would be like here, and where he would be living. This man, a member probably of one of your churches, showed up at the airport and gave him an overnight stay. The next day, one of our friends and volunteer picked him up, and the next 24 hours was his personal chauffeur and took him around from picking up a lamp from Walgreens into moving his luggage into his first home. And he showed up at my home that night within the 24 hours. And he said, "You don't know the man who called you?" I said, "No." "You don't know the man that picked me up at the airport?" "No." "How did you all pull this together?" And I said, "You know what? Your experience is unique. Not every international student gets this special treatment." But Robbie is just so amazed that this experience is so positive for him. And he said that he heard about Christianity from that English professor that I got a call from. And he showed up at church last Sunday. And he has questions. That's the kind of work I do. That's the kind of work that gets me really excited, because all across the United States, over 700,000 international students are going to be world leaders, and they are here in our country. Another student said to me, "I am 50% Christian." "What do you mean by that?" "Well, I'm understanding a little bit about Jesus, and I'm going to get there." After church, he said, "I don't want my life to be like the pastor said, just a sandcastle. I want my life to have a difference." She is very close to understanding who Jesus is, very close to the kingdom. So That is missions right here at home. That's my day job. My other job is Urbana, and I'm really excited, very excited. I shared my outline at the speaker's retreat that evening on the 30th. Our theme is living a life worthy of the calling. What does that mean? What kind of life is God asking us to have and to embrace? And I will share the evening with Rick Warren, and many of you know who he is. You know, maybe like me, you first met him when he was interviewed by Larry King live, and he is larger than life in his Hawaiian shirt. The only person I know who wears Hawaiian shirt is my husband, who will wear it even to December 1st if he could here in Madison. But the opportunity for us, both of us, to be able to talk about living that life with a direction and a purpose. So, like Jim said, we met him on Tuesday. It was a wonderful meeting, and it was good to hear how excited he is to be part of Urbana, because he realized how strategic Urbana is in calling people to cross-cultural ministry. And when it was my turn to also say something to him, I said, well, my prayer is that that evening that our audience would hear not two solos, but one duet. And after I said that, I pondered about that, and I said, maybe this man is wondering, who is this puny Asian lady wanting to have a duet with me, you know, who's been in Larry King Live and so on. But the point is, we all want to have one voice at Urbana. All of us as speakers want to sing a chorus, a symphony that will bring honor to God, because we're not talking about who the star is here, who's got the best billing. We're talking about God showing up in our midst. So he is the star, and we are just the background. And that is how I approach my job as one of the speakers. I was speaker 3 years ago and did two of the Bible teaching, and it was just an awesome, awesome opportunity to be able to be God's, a part of God's people, actually, mobilized to mobilize others. So I take my job very seriously and take time to be diligent in my preparation. And then they asked me an additional job, which really floored me and excited me even more, is that they had asked me, the program people, the leadership of Urbana, to do the call that evening, to call people to respond to this cross-cultural heart of God. And as I thought about it, I said, wow, it just gives me goosebumps, because I don't know if you realize it the way I do. In the early 1900s, they were male white missionaries that came, that told us, you have to go to all the world. And I'm saying the North and South, the South has awakened. And I feel like, even personally, and I don't share this in a lot of groups, but this is just how I want you to know how it feels from inside. To be able to stand there, first as a woman, two from a minority culture, to be the one to make that call, that cross-cultural missionary call. Because it's no longer a monopoly of one group of people, one ethnic superior tribe. It's not the monopoly of one church, but it is the mandate of the Christian church that we go into all the world. So, I hope you get a little taste, and this is really a taste of Urbana, and I walk like the rest of the speakers with great anticipation of what God will do. Being a speaker 3 years ago, I felt like I was walking into a spiritual escalator. You know, at airports, you just stand there and it takes you forward. That's how I felt, because the prayer support is amazing. 24/7, we will be covered. The whole convention is covered by people who are interceding, praying, and listening to God. And that is such a protection and comfort, to know that you are not speaking out of your own wisdom, but out of God's Spirit, putting the message inside every person that is participating at Urbana. at Urbana too, I will have the international student track, and we're hoping to get 1,000 of international students participating. And we are excited about how we can mobilize, even in that small segment of Urbana, the future leaders in churches, education, business, and government of the next generation. So we're very glad you're here, and we want to mobilize your church, and we're here to help get your church to be there as well. So we're here to get you. Thank you.